Blog Talk Radio.
Still going on today is the night of the lunar eclipse and the full moon. It's also portal opening time if people didn't or weren't informed. I'll be doing a ritual of sorts tonight myself. But I'm going to be waiting until a little while. I got to get to a nice open space. Under the moon tonight. We're not fucking around tonight, folks. Well, I got a lot of things that I need to go over. I got a lot of fucking shit ton of emails. I have so many emails that I'm trying to answer all of them. Some of them doesn't seem like when I answer them, they go anywhere. I don't know if they're reaching or if the answers are reaching them or whatever the case might be, but I have been answering them. But I decided, you know, I'm getting a lot of emails that repeat the same things over and over about the same thing. About loneliness, feeling of not good enough. Will I ever be not alone? Will I ever have a family? Will I ever have a girlfriend? Will a man ever want me? These are, different things that I'm getting on emails now. So, I think that's occurring. My gaze back here. She's mad because she's not doing YouTube. Sorry. So I decided since the emails are pretty much almost in the same theme of things, you're not the only one feeling it. A lot of people are feeling a lot of things right now. Feel anger a little bit, resentment a little bit, sadness a little bit, depression a little bit. Very, very upset about Shinobi. And then the people who have done these things, they're not going to fix their bond with me. Shit. Today's one who calls my iPhone. Birthday. During all this, like, I couldn't even get a hold of her. She has not gotten hold of me. So maybe silence is what is deserved. Look, I can't tell you the answers to all things, and I can't tell you how to feel better, make it all go away, or how to silence the voices in your head and the monsters you battle day in and day out. All I can, y'all, is if you're here today, I'm proud of you. Even if you don't make it to your tomorrow, I'm still proud of you. The full moon has brought so many things to light. People who you thought were for you, ideas that have now changed, boundaries are drawn, and a giant amount of shit is to come. Depression and loneliness will be felt all over, so just hold on tightly to your sheets, ladies and gentlemen. Life as we know it is going to change in ways we don't want. We can't stop the train, we have to endure the ride, and we're all in the same storm, but some of us have life rafts or less than others. Remember, we're not in the same boat. We're in the same storm. Some people have yachts, sailboats, rowboats of all types. Some just have a piece of driftwood to hang on to. So, remember that. It's not going to be the same for everyone. Everyone's reaction will vary. Everyone's situation is different. So, you know, there's some that could be similar, of course. There's similarities in a lot of things, but different. Everyone goes through their own shit. What is one to do when coven members kill a familiar? Try not to cry. Well, in the old days, the punishment was death. Don't think we can do that these days, of course. How do you grieve? How do you forgive that? How do you not feel responsible? I mean, they took over, of course, ownership for the last 6 years due to me having to place her with them because she was not safe around Matilda when she came back after being gone for 2 years. Someone stole her from my house. I expected to see a very happy shinobi, and I only got to see her one time, and I really feel like she died when I was there. They kept it a secret, and they just now told me on Friday, which is on the 21st. How do you do that? And then when I say the death could have been prevented, feel attacked. Well, if you feel upset about it when I say that, because it could have been, I had... Every time I talk to them religiously, and I've been speaking to them religiously for every month over the years, always ask how she was doing and if she needed anything. No reason for that. They moved very far away, and I had to move to Florida and go back home. So I've been far away from her. She was so amazing, and it was sad. So upsetting, I felt so powerless. Fucking hoarders. Animal hoarders. They are. I did not know the conditions of which they live, and they're totally cool with that. No one. So I'm sorry, Shinobi. I just hope that after this ritual... Now you forgive me, Jen. I didn't know. I feel so bad. Because I asked so many times. Oh, getting on with the show. If you're battling the same shit to everyone else and to myself, welcome to the club. Remember, we're in the same store, different ship. So, hang on tightly. It's hard not to get sad. I apologize. So I've got some things. So let's hit the hoe on the show. And no worries, guys. I did open up the chat. I'm working with different stuff right now, so if you're sitting and I don't see you and you're trying to get on for whatever reason, you'll have to enter the chat so I know that you're there, because otherwise I'll just, like, sit here and do my thing and not look over. So, here we go. young lady. I've been following her since I found out about her. And she had been the person that had did the video for George Floyd, the one that caught George Floyd. I'm not crying. I was earlier and my nose is still running like stupid. Let's see if it can actually work. Note to self, then get a fucking stylus pen for this goddamn Apple shit. I need a fucking Apple pen. I'm going crazy. My nails are just way too long. I've never said that before. There she is. I had invited her to the show because I wanted to just kind of say thank you for being at the right place at the right time, and unfortunately, of course, it's going to leave you with scars for the rest of your life, but you were able to make history, and unfortunately, that has caused her psychological issues and PTSD. So she had posted today. She never got back with me about being on the show, but I understand why. She probably thinks I just want to drill her and grill her and all that. But I thought she was courageous for standing there even though that cop threatened her life at such a young age. That's what I would have done. I also would have ran and dragged and kicked that dude off his back. And it probably would have been me dying, but maybe George Floyd would have been alive. So, I thought I would read this shit on the show. A year ago today, I witnessed a murder. The victim's name was George Floyd. Although this wasn't the first time I've seen a black man get killed at the hands of the police, this is the first time I witnessed it happen in front of me. Right in front of my eyes, a few feet away, I didn't know this man from a can of paint, but I knew that he was another black man in danger with no power. I was only 17 at the time, just a normal day for me walking my 9-year-old cousin to the corner store, not even prepared for what I was about to see, and not knowing my life was going to change on this exact day in those exact moments. It did. It changed me. It changed how I viewed life. It made me realize how dangerous it is to be black in America. We shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around police officers and the same people that are supposed to protect and serve. We're looked at as thugs, animals, and criminals all because of the color of our skin. Why are black people the only ones viewed this way when every race has some type of wrongdoing? None of us are to judge. We are all human. I'm 18 now, and I still hold the weight and trauma of what I witnessed a year ago. It's a little easier now, but I'm not who I used to be. A part of my childhood was taken from me. My 9-year-old cousin who witnessed the same thing, it got a part of her childhood taken away from her. Having
to up and leave because my home was no longer safe, waking up reporters at my door, closing my eyes at night only to see a man who was brown like me, lifeless on the ground. I couldn't sleep properly for weeks. I used to shake so bad, at night my mom had to rock me. Hopping from hotel to hotel because we didn't have a home, and looking back every day in the process, having panic and anxiety attacks every time I seen a police car, not knowing who to trust because a lot of people are evil with bad intentions. I hold that weight. A lot of people call me a hero, though I don't see myself as one. I was just in the right place at the right time. Behind the smile, behind these awards, behind the publicity, I'm a girl trying to heal from something I'm reminded of every day. Everyone talks about the girl who recorded George Floyd's death, but to actually be her is a different story. Not only did this affect me, my family too, we all experienced change. My mom the most. I strive every day to be strong for her because she was strong for me when I couldn't for myself. Even though this was a traumatic life-changing experience for me, I'm proud of myself. If it weren't for my video, the world wouldn't have known the truth. I own that. My video didn't save George Floyd, but it put his murderer away. And off the street, you can view George Floyd any way you choose to view him, despite his past, because don't we all have one? He was a loved one, someone's son, someone's father, someone's brother, and someone's friend. We the people won't take the blame. We won't keep pointing fingers at us as if it's our fault, as if we are criminals. I don't think people understand how serious death is. That person is never coming back. These officers shouldn't get to decide if someone gets to live or not. Murdering people and abusing your power while doing it is not doing your job. It shouldn't have to take people to actually go through something to understand it's not okay. It's called having a heart and understanding right from wrong. George Floyd, I can't express enough how I wish I would have done, how things would have went different. But I want you to know you will always be in my heart, and I will always remember this day because of you. May your soul rest in peace. May you rest in the most beautiful roses, Darniella Fraser. She got death threats for coming forward after being the one who recorded that. Insane. Today I got harassed on my Facebook, which was not something unusual. Another failed, triggered white male who probably can't give a girl an orgasm tried to come at me. Of course, had nothing to offer, much like probably what he has nothing to offer in real life, along with his small penis, I'm sure. Triggered as fuck. She told me to grow a pair of tits. I should have told him I'm a man dressed in drag. You know, my mom's Irish. That makes me half white. Spanish people from Spain have white skin and blonde hair, green eyes. I have melanin because my dad had melanin because he is mixed with several different nations. I'll say sounds about white to everything that sounds about something that a white male with fragile ego would do. Like, for instance, putting a transgender person in the wrong place. For instance, if he used to be a boy, he puts her with the boy. Why is he going to do that? Because he's a piece of shit. Because he knows she'll probably die. How many black people do you know go out of their way to hurt people like that? Seriously. There's few and far between. But this attitude, this white supremacy type shit, the white race, well, never was, never, and can never be supreme. I mean, my daughter came out with abs already and has quads that'll make you cry. She didn't get that from being half white. She got that from her daddy. He ate some fucking fruit, and they just popped up. It's just her body. That's her fucking blood. That's her DNA. She's got that Kenyan body, the type where the hunters would be fast enough to chase down their fucking prey and shit and hunt. Lean, mean, tanking machine. She's going to be an incredible athlete. But she came out that way because she's got the genetics, too, because that's what he looks like, and he was born that way. She was born with hair. Most white babies don't have hair. I was born with hair. I had a whole lot of hair. Shit, I have a shit ton of hair. Still to this day, lots of hair.
So, I don't know. If I was a white baby, I'd have no hair. But, yeah, he tried and failed. I just went ahead and reported him. I told him to go cry into your maggot hat made in China. Good luck moving out of your mommy's basement. I want to share our portal opening. Oh, by the way, my daughter graduated kindergarten today. And it really sucks because I RSVP'd to the party. I'm pretty sure I missed her event today. I feel terrible about it. I worked a shit ton of hours this week, and last night I was basically working on my own. And she got up for the bus. We got up late because I fell back asleep after waking up with the alarm. I was so exhausted. And then when she got on the bus and left, I fell asleep. And I didn't wake up until when she got home. It was awful. It really sucks to be a single parent. You work a lot. And I wrote the teacher a letter. Like, I'm super proud of her achievements. But I need, like, way ahead of time and a reminder because I get called to work all the time. I get 2 days off. I have to clean and do a bunch of shit, run errands, and do all that stuff in 2 days without even getting hardly any rest. It's been horrible trying to rest. My back is killing me. And this damn, I don't know, I believe the full moon has made me extra tired as well. I want to say the numerology in this one. And I know I saved this shit. Let me get on this. They were really sitting there. I wonder who they were. That's why I opened up the chat box, y'all, because so right now, our lunar eclipse is a time of beginnings, endings, exposure, and major changings, and it is a perfect time of allowing old things to come to an end and struggling to keep them alive for no reason. The energy of an eclipse is of its strongest during the 2 days before and 3 days after its occurrence. It's not a time for manifestation rituals because it can interfere with the divine plan of the universe. What you're wishing for this time may actually be taking you away from the amazing life the universe has planned for you. This means it will take longer for you to reach your destined path, and you will need to face more unnecessary difficult situations and overcome more challenges to redirect you to your destined path. It is important to flow, surrender, and trust the universe at this time. But for what I want to do, it seems I need to do this. Also, recharging your crystals under this moon will literally reset your crystals, meaning you need to bond and reconnect with your crystals once again, kind of like reformatting a hard drive. This is good if you've bought new ones, but not for the ones you have been working with. This is, however, the perfect time to do karmic energy connections, attachments, and release rituals. What if I wanted to send out something in return? This is where I need I don't know. I'm a little torn here. good answer. I don't know. Can you cast against an enemy? I think it would also have to depend. I don't know. I don't fucking understand that. Okay. I just got a warning. Do not. What is going on? What did I just find? It said, do not, I repeat, do not charge your crystals on this moon? What's going on here? Okay. Where did that go? I just clicked on it. Let's see. Do not repeat, do not manifest or charge any crystals under the eclipse. This is 21 hours ago from Pedestrian TV. Okay. Some of y'all haven't read up on the rules of eclipse season, and it shows because I'm hearing talk of folks getting ready to manifest, cleanse crystals, and do other fun stuff under the light of the lunar eclipse and the blood moon, which is Sagittarius tonight. To those people, I say, freeze, punk, drop the crystals and manifestation pads, and no one will get hurt. No, seriously, do not. I repeat, do not manifest or charge shit today. Tonight, eclipse season is not time to summon or gather. It is time to chill the fuck out. Why? Well, because eclipse energy is erratic, chaotic, and unpredictable, and you absolutely do not want to draw those vibes in or allow your precious crystals to absorb any harshness. May as well breathe them and bathe them in battery acid. Instead of manifesting and charging and empowering, it's time to cleanse, ground, and center yourself and release nego energy and bad vibes, which is all around right now. Save those positive affirmations and manifestations when the eclipse's erratic energy is dispersed. Eclipses also have a way of bringing things to the surface so that you'd hoped stay buried, so be careful of unwanted tea being spilled. Double-check all texts. Edit yourself before speaking. Be careful who you tell your secrets to, etc., etc., especially considering the eclipse blood moon falls during savage as fuck Gemini season. Holy shit, y'all. We missed the memo on this. I will be sharing the fuck out of this immediately. This has to be... I'm in several groups, and even though I do not participate in them usually because I don't know why, it just doesn't see, I just don't, but I see a lot of people on there, and this would be a good time to share this. I mean, one would want to share this information, right, I guess. I'll be the nice guy. It doesn't get me anywhere, but I'll be nice. We're going to post. I guess just there. Oop, another friend. Sunline group. Witchcraft. I'm sending it to all the groups. Yep. I'm in a lot of places that I don't even go to. Oh, wow. Didn't know. So I'm just going to hit them all, I guess. And yeah. Let's just put it all in there. Didn't know this was here. Wow, I'm in a lot of groups that I didn't know about. How did that happen? Oh, let's just go to the crystal places, too, I guess, huh? I'm glad I read up on it. Oh, you can only click one. Okay.
Well, I can only choose one. I guess the first one, which I see a lot. And then I'll share it to my page. Well, I'm glad I read up on this, because that would have, what I'm trying to do, would have not helped me at all. So, we're going to pick up the rules here. Oh, my God. Let's try this. Why can't... Eclipse energy isn't the energy you want to bathe in. I'm not understanding. Why can't we just find simple rules on this shit? I don't want rituals, I want rules. The rule. I misinterpreted the rules. They literally said we never read it and it shows, but when I finally got to read the shit, where the fuck is it? The full solar moon eclipse is here. How to harness its transformative power. But see, there's so many things. It's the full beaver moon in Gemini, also a power lunar eclipse. And then we have a ring of fire solar eclipse as well. It's in fucking Gemini. Oh no. Thank you, that's not that one. But that was 21 hours ago. Okay. Oh, you shouldn't make moon water, and why you shouldn't tonight. So everyone doesn't understand. It's not rules for eclipses. Or it's the blood moon and eclipses or whatever. Let's see. Apparently tonight is not the night to make moon water, and here's why. The practice of making moon water goes back hundreds of years and was presumably invented by practicing witches to use and spell. Same goes for every other moon ritual from soul to chrysalis. Been practiced for a very long time, and they have roots in witchcraft. Now, moon water is one of the easiest new moon rituals to try. It shouldn't be done on a full moon lunar eclipse like tonight. Moon water is exactly what you think. A glass, a bottle, a jug, a bucket, or water contained in any way that has been left out under the light of the full moon. People say the water is charged under the moonlight, and the same way the moon affects the ocean tides. Now, whether you're spending the full moon lunar eclipse chilling out or already have a full moon circle altar and tarot cards ready, you'd think moon water is a valuable addition to your evening, but you might be wrong. Moon water is often compared to holy water, now for those who worship the moon, because it is considered sacred and powerful. Eclectic Witch Simra writes in her book that while the moon is full, it is the perfect time to make the most of her shiny beaming rays and soak up her energy. You should only really collect moon water during new moons and not really full moons, but it depends on your intentions. According to the blog post in the subject by Wicked Obscura, witches often say you should never make moon water on an eclipse night. It's because it's volatile and chaotic. Eclipses are dark and can reveal our shadows, making them a time to release, not harness. Powerful and influential cleansing energies of the moon can be harnessed and preserved by making moon water, so we recommend not making your water, charging crystals, or manifesting during these times. Each moon will bring different energy depending on the phase and what zodiac sign the moon is. It's the full moon tonight, which is about cutting things out that you no longer need, healing and clarity, so you probably don't want to charge water with this energy. The moon is an independent and spirited sign of sex, so you want to focus on breaking free of anything that feels inauthentic to you rather than holding on to it and letting it filter into your home through moon water. Now, you should only make the moon water on the next new moon. Now it's June 10th, but it's also a partial solar eclipse and the wrong time to make moon water. So no eclipses, guys. When it comes to it, you should follow Simra's simple steps to avoid harnessing the wrong thing. Take a clean, clear glass bottle, cup or jar of cup or cup, or any container that can hold your moon water. And if you're planning to drink the water, recommending filters. Fill up the container with the water and leave it outside in the moonlight to charge it up with the moon's superpowers. If you don't want to leave it outside, leave it by a window with the moon shining on it. Now, Simra recommends adding some crystals to the water for even more power. Now, it's suggested clear quartz, amethyst, citrine, and rose quartz to the water because they aren't toxic and the water won't dissolve. Now, it is a full flower moon. Now, peaking brightness this morning within this full moon marks the halfway point of a monthly lunar cycle, and witnesses seeds planted during the new moon bear fruit. Energy is still heightened in the lunar aspects that guide your deepest thoughts. Why? I hate when they do that. Ugh. Your deepest thoughts and desires come to the fore. Now this one will be all the more palpable, consider it will be bigger and brighter Superman. Now the full moon peaks in Sagittarius at 12:13 p.m. on Wednesday today and enters the Earth's shadow during the total lunar eclipse. Now the eclipse will give birth to the ominous sounding blood moon, and that may be some nasty stars leaving their mark around the edges. Now, at the same time, the moon faces a gas giant Jupiter at 90-degree angle, so-called square aspect. Now, squares can be a challenging aspect to deal with because they restrict the free flow of energy. In this particular case, the moon squaring Jupiter is a challenge to your faith. Greed, excess, and immorality stand in your way this week, so be careful. Additional influence of Mercury and Venus threatens to throw confusion and vulnerability into the mix as well. Finally, the lunar eclipse May 2021 joins some nasty stars between the claws of the scorpion and encourage deceit, crime, and disease. So it's more important than ever to protect yourself and the most vulnerable people you care about. Now, full moons traditionally represent everything that is going on inside you. The moon represents your dreams, your emotions, and your desires. The sun, which directly opposes the moon on Wednesday, meanwhile represents everything in your outer sphere. Now, according to the astrologers, you should be looking for new goals and motivation under this bar move. There's also a lot of positivity waiting just around the corner, and believing things will get better will have a profound impact. Like a regular full moon, only stronger. Sun opposite the moon of a lunar eclipse brings you home, family, and intimate relationships into sharper focus. Opposing forces, such as work versus home, or what you need versus what you want, create an inner tension and external pressures. This can lead to conflict and crisis, so drain your energy. I have been feeling drained so much. It's been very hard to... I'm having to get things going again and get back to the way they were and dealing with stuff. And losing my dearest familiar did not help me in the least at all. So it's been complete hell. So no manifesting tonight. No charging crystals, no throwing out any, not doing anything I want to do, that's for damn sure. That kind of sucks, but I get it. I guess I have to work on the grounding part and letting go part, but, you know, she was willing to risk our spiritual reputation and lives with Hecate of all beings. To fuck with two people and without even having the right information. And I just had to trust her. So we really, I mean, I had one of my most sacred amulets broke while I was sitting on the couch. Things just went really not great. And see, I don't even know where everything went. But I told her, you know, what you do comes back two times three. And everything kind of, and nothing was working in the first place. And I told her that it wasn't because store-bought magic. Well, it happens to be that the lady's wearing a big-ass tiger eye and a bunch of other stuff. So, I mean, and it wasn't even warranted at all. She was ready to do that. Risk our fucking spiritual everything with Hecate of all beings. When others, ancestors, are telling you and coming up to you and complaining... Trust me, Hecate had her word. You know you shouldn't be fucking with somebody because you don't know who they're protecting them. One should never toss out judgments when it's not even warranted. I can't help but to feel personally held back from sending out my own judgments. In the old days, if any of your coven members told your familiar a punishment was death. Can't do that now. A little frowned upon. So what do you do? How do you... I don't even know. It's been a horrible couple of days. I finally stopped taking crying breaks at work. It took one day I had 11 cry breaks. It was insane. And they're staying pretty quiet. I don't know. What are they writing? Let's see what our... So I guess it's letting go of shit and trying to get grounded and chill the fuck out at night. So no going outside in your protective layers because they will soak up. I was going to go Pokemon Go in a bit. I can't wear my protective amulets and shit because it'll soak up them fucking rays. Because where I'm at, the full moon is shining right above, and it's going to be on you the entire time. That will soak that shit up. So an eclipse full moon would just be insane. So, this morning we had the total lunar eclipse, which occurred in the sign of Sag. This full moon occurred when the sun in Gemini formed an opposition to the moon in Sag. full moon is a time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of that which was started on the new moon. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization, relationships, blah. Also a total lunar eclipse. And remember, guys, no manifesting, no charging, no bathing in it, no moon water either. No, none of that on eclipses. So that's the rules. I did not know that until we just looked this up. Beware. I repeat, do not take your shit outside. Don't do nothing. Write down what doesn't work for you no more. Burn that shit. Chill the fuck out. Now, the second full moon lunar eclipse, while the north node transits Gemini, and one of many eclipses falling along the Gemini-Sag axis. Now, this eclipse is one of several cosmic pushes that puts us in touch with our needs for communication, learning, sharing, and transportation. Our feelings count, and when we see and feel their power now, pave for the road in new directions. However, this can be an impulsive and misguided time for acting. It's better to observe, take in, and process before jumping into action. Is it time to work on clearing up past patterns that have been holding us back from personal fulfillment, particularly those that communication-centered or that revolve around our attitudes, expressions, gestures, studies, and mobility? We experience a greater awareness of problems, especially lacks and flaws, and they're significant. Our feelings about a lingering problem or matter can become very clear now. Now the eclipse is square to Jupiter, which speaks to the extravagant nature of this time. There could be exaggeration now of news or news and revelations coming that could be blown up or dramatic, but not discountable since they are based on real feelings. Now, learning that your family of all these years that you have been saying, hey, if she needs anything, I'm right there, has been saying, oh, she's fine. No, she was not fucking fine. Now, this phase of the moon occurred at 5 degrees and 26 minutes of Sagittarius, opposite the sun at 5 degrees and 26 minutes of Gemini, affecting people born with personal planets and points at 0 to 10 degrees of mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, most significantly. Fuck yeah, I'm not on this list, but I'm still fucking affected. So everyone's affected. It is not. Now, for the 27th, relationships, ups and downs, characterize this transit. A time for romantic mirages, or more than likely we see what we hope to see rather than what really is. The heights of the relationship to begin under this energy may be thrilling, but the accompanying lows are bound to set in and they can be extremely draining. Be careful not to set yourself up for disappointment. Sometimes you have to take the whole man and throw him out in the garbage. Venus parallel, Mercury May 27th, also a congenial time when we appreciate diplomacy and socialize more readily. Venus conjunct Mercury, May 28th and 29th, favors faithfulness and love and enhanced communication between partners. Venus quincunx Pluto on the 30th, which this is a time of adjustments and reassessments in our close personal relationships and or with regards to our social lives. Issues of power and control can arise. Unreasonable or irrational fears of loss or jealousy can also emerge. Venus semi-square Uranus, May 30th to the 31st. Uncertainty about the desire to be close to someone, freedom versus closeness, a desire to experiment in the romance department may be fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying or frustrating. 31st to June 1st, Venus sets the quadrate Saturn, feelings of isolation, of not getting what we really want, and of not being loved the way we want to be loved can get in the way of pleasant relations with our partners. Stop being a fucking moody bitch. Venus trine Jupiter. Second to the third, harmony and good will reign under this influence. Expansive feelings and love and a feeling that anything is possible if we set our sights high enough. Our experience now. We are friendly, big-hearted, sociable, and optimistic. It is easy to make social contacts under this influence. Cheerfulness, trust, and confidence in love and social matters. Now, on the 12th of June, it is not going to be a commitment-friendly transit. That's Venus Green Chiron, and that is going to be where we're in fear of investing ourselves emotionally in a relationship. Just don't do it. Punch yourself in the face with a brick. That'll be a lot easier. Remember, and I repeat, no charging crystals, no manifestations. Don't even make wishes. Just ground, I guess. We're not allowed to do shit. So leave it alone.
or it'll get messy. I guess no one will get hurt. Remember, what you throw out comes back to you times three, but if you're in my position, I feel that what I want to throw out is definitely fully and justly certified, and I guess I just have to wait. I don't think I could forgive them for this. Also, the animal hoarding is not only a psychological problem, that is horrible. It's just terrifying. It was a terrifying experience. I did not know why they thought I could sit there with my kid like that and let them watch her walk. Nope. After seeing all that, nope. Nose blindness is a thing, man. You go to someone's house and they got 1,000 cats and I'm like, you can't smell that. Oh, well, yes, you can. You just nose blind. Apparently that's what it's called. Didn't know that. That's what that was called. Shout out to Miss Darnielle. I hope that eventually peace will find you and you're able to live normally. George Floyd's family deserves more than just condolences. He should be alive, and that man should never have thought he would have been able to murder someone in broad daylight and get away with it. Police immunity should not be a thing. And, white supremacy is a problem. It has been alive and well, and it's what started this country. I mean, the Christians murdered the Indians. That's basically what happened here. And the Christian theology and all that crap is really, really set us back thousands of years. And they continue to throw us back into the old days where women, gays, and basically children were under attack by old white men. And don't forget all people of color and immigrants, too. And nothing changes, but at least we're opening our eyes more, and less people are going to tolerate it. Liza T, y'all, I'll be on in the a.m. at 10 in the morning. I will stay awake after she gets on the bus. I do not know what the fuck happened today. I was so mad. I think I missed my daughter's event. I'm so mad, but I'm so proud of her. She got so many achievements awards and graduated kindergarten. So super happy for her, but super sad I missed it because I work all the time and I'm a fucking single parent and I hate her fucking dad for this dumb shit because he's not a fucking man. I'm more of a man than he is. I should just get a sex change at this point. I am the mom and the dad, and it is very tiring, especially, like, on Tuesdays, I'm the only person, and it sucked balls because all the restaurants around me were closed. So if you can imagine being the only restaurant open over there, wow, we were very busy. I can't even believe I got out at the time that I did. So I accidentally missed the party I RSVP'd to a week ago, but there was no reminder or anything, so I felt terrible. But she got great major awards, and I'm always there for all her other events. But I wrote a note to the teacher. I need a reminder or something weeks ahead so I can prepare better because I work all the time, and I did not know what happened. I fucking just passed out. Oh, my God. I woke up freaking the fuck out today. I need to be at work. No, I needed to be at an event this morning. So look for me tomorrow if y'all want tarot. I'm moving the tarot readings to during the week because I work on the weekends and I'm going in as early as 11. I can't deal with that. I already have a hard time sleeping as it is, especially during the work week. So, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be my tarot days now, so that way I don't have to rush and stuff like that. Because that's what my weekends were like. I don't know. We'll see how it works out. I know that most of the people on the other side of the country listening, so I realize that I'm getting on at 8, 9 in the morning. Everyone's still either just getting ready for their day or sleeping. So 10 a.m., I'm pretty sure people will be able to catch me then. Pretty soon we will, and I keep saying it. I'm still waiting for my deck to turn. If anyone else is, goddamn, waiting forever. Just stop trying to figure out my kid fucking shit. Give me the goddamn money already. Just give it to me. So, soon we'll have our 2 hours a day, and then maybe we'll be able to work around a better schedule. Looks like I'm staying where I'm at. I've got a secure job, so I'm just going to keep that schedule the way it is and just try and work around that. See how it goes, but I hope people show up tomorrow. That will be great. So I hope if anyone heard this episode, if you are getting your depression bouts and all that, and the voices in your head are telling you those things again, if you don't fight to see you tomorrow, I'm proud of you that you made it through today. And even if you don't make it to tomorrow, which I hope that you do, I will still be proud of you and how far you came. I know from my perspective, right now we're forced, people who are depressed, like being depressed and suicidal is two different things, but some people do turn to suicide eventually. Really, when we choose not to kill ourselves, when the depression is that bad, it's because we're obligated because of everyone else around us. Even though we're dead, we don't know you're, you know, upset about it. We don't know that we're dead. Trust me when I tell you this. You do not know that you're dead. When I came back from being dead, I thought I was asleep. But limbo exists. I went there. So really, you're strong for staying here and staying with it and battling those monsters. So don't ever count yourself short. Don't let anyone tell you different, because they're not standing there with their shield and sword in their hand being the only person fighting the fucking battle while having to deal with the arrows going into their back by everyone else around them. So kudos for you for making it. I mean that. Trust me, I know what it's like. It's a hard road, man. And it's a choice. It's a choice to stay alive every day. It really is. My kid keeps me here and the obligation because of my family. I don't have to deal with it. You know, some people are just like that, and some people just will risk it, and they're brave as fuck. So I commend anybody who fights those battles every day, regardless of what happens in the end. Because it's your choice, really. I'm not condoning suicide at all, but I'm not going to hate you for it, and I'm going to be proud of you either way. You fought the long fight as long as you did, and I understand those demons more than a lot of people. Remember, the monsters that we're afraid of aren't under our bed. They're inside ourselves and around us and people. They're in your friends, your family, your coworkers, the authorities. Remember that. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. Black lives matter. Asian lives as well. Fuck the man. Fuck the government. Eat the rich. And I'll be back tomorrow. I love you all. Bye.